This is Easy Money with Don Anders. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
So a lot of people now are starting to consider investments in annuities, or they already have an annuity, or maybe they bought one without knowing, sometimes we see. And one of the questions we get is, what is this rider, or should I add a rider, or what is a rider in general? So a rider is something you add on to a contract. So annuities, for the most part, and we did a link on are annuities bad, and in that video we talk about the different types of annuities, but annuities are basically a financial contract with an insurance company. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's guaranteed income. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's guaranteed death benefit. It just means that you have a contract with an insurance company, and that contract can be market-based if it's variable annuity, like mutual funds. It could be fixed, where it could just pay you a simple 3% or 2% interest, like multi-year guarantee annuities do. It could be fixed index, which is kind of a hybrid, right? So you have the base contract, and for the most part, that's really what you're looking at, right? What are you buying? Am I in the market? Am I safe? What kind of protections am I getting? And then from there, if you want, you can add on riders. And what a rider does is it's a guarantee from an insurance company, usually for an extra charge. Now, not always is there a charge, but I would say 95% plus there's a charge for these extra guarantees. Okay. Now, the most popular one is an income rider. And an income rider will give you a guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life. Now, for people who want pensions, or people who wish they had pensions or need more guaranteed income, this is what most financial advisors will use to provide guaranteed income. Now, some financial advisors might watch this and say, well, no, I'm going to use dividends, or I'm going to use something else. That's not guaranteed. What I'm talking about is guaranteed income. If you want a pension, but you don't have one, or you don't have access to one, which is a majority of people today, a income rider will guarantee those payments for the rest of your life. So it basically works like a pension. And the nice thing is it still keeps your base money available to you. Okay. So let's say you put in $100,000. Your $100,000 is there, and it's doing whatever based on the contract. So let's, for simplicity's sake, let's just say you're in a fixed account and you're making 3%. So you have $100,000, you're making 3%, which is $3,000 that year. Now, if you add an income rider, what they will allow you to do is they'll allow you to take out a certain percentage for the rest of your life. Okay, so they'll say, okay, you can take out, and, you know, typically we see if you're 65, it's about 5.5%, give or take, about 0.5%. So if it's 5.5%, you can take out $5,500. Now, we're only giving you $3,000. You can take out $5,500 for the rest of your life. And if you outlive that money, we'll guarantee that you'll still get that payment until you die. Okay? And so a lot of times, you know, people who want that extra income, this is a pretty good option for them, because guess what? If I don't want that $5,500, I can still go take my $100,000 or whatever's left in. It's going to be decreasing as I take my income. But if I just play by their rules, I am guaranteed to get that $5,500 and I'll never run out of money. Now, we said you're earning 3%. Now, there's usually a fee involved, and it's around 1%. You know, we've seen them as high as 1.5. We've seen them as low as 0.5. But let's just say it's 1%. That's typically the average. Well, if you're making 3, well, they're charging you 1. So you're really only making 2% now, right? You're making $3,000, but then you're paying them $1,000. And then it you know, so your account's going to decrease faster that way as well. Where income riders come in and where they're really good are those people who want an extra pension check. Now, the other thing about an income rider is they're not all created equal. Okay. So if somebody comes to me and they're 60 years old and they want income right now, well, there's going to be XYZ company will have the best rate. But if they say I'm 60, but I'm not going to retire until I am 67, right? I'm going to wait till full Social Security age. I'm going to retire at 67. Well, by deferring 7 years, some of these companies will give you what's called step ups. So they'll increase how much income you can take off by a guarantee of sometimes 6, 7, sometimes 10%. So then it will usually be a completely different company that is better in 7 years for that same person than it is for today. Or if they're married and they want it joint, they want it guaranteed for both of their lives, it'll be a different company on top of that. Or if they're 70, it'll be a different company. So my recommendation is, if you're thinking about purchasing a guaranteed income rider, it's really a purchase for the rest of your life. Because if you think, I'm just going to take my money out and then in 10 years I'll take that money out and move it somewhere else, well, then you just defeated the whole purpose. The whole purpose of an income rider is for you to run out of money, because that's the only way you can get into the company's pocket. If you hit zero, that company still has to pay you out that income. They're still having to come out of their pocket and pay you $5,000, $6,000, whatever it is, of income every single year. You can also take it monthly or quarterly or whatever else. So when people buy income riders, it needs to be, your plan should be, I'm taking this and my goal is to get it to zero and get into the company's pocket. And then, you know, that's when you win. Now, that being said, so if you're doing it, you really need to shop which type, shop the companies. Now, if you work with somebody who they only work with one company, there is a very, very, very small chance that company is going to be the best one for the rest of your life. And this is a huge decision if you're going to make it. So my recommendation is meet with an independent financial advisor who has access to all the different types of annuities that can pay you out if you're going to make that decision, and go with the one that will pay you out the most. That's all that matters. The one that will pay you out the most. You also want to make sure you're not paying exorbitant fees, because that's taken away from your death benefit for if you want to leave to somebody. Now, another type of income rider is a death benefit rider. Now, usually where we see death benefit riders, sometimes you'll see them on fixed accounts, but it's usually more for variable accounts, because a death benefit rider, you know, let's say you put your money in an investment and you say, okay, I'm going to put my money here, and it's variable, so it can go up and down based on the market, however you're invested. But I want to make sure that my beneficiaries at least inherit what I put in, or at least I wanted to at least increase by 4 or 5% per year for my beneficiaries. And there are investments out there, or there are riders out there that will guarantee that. So let's say that you make an investment, you put in a variable annuity, it goes from $100,000 down to $50,000 because the market didn't do well. And now, because you bought a death benefit rider, you pass away. Well, your beneficiaries, if you know, depending on which one it is, might get exactly the $100,000 that you put in. They might get, you know, $150,000 if it's a stepped up death benefit. So you know, that's if somebody's like, hey, I want to take risk, but I want to have it, you know, guaranteed for my beneficiaries. That can be pretty good. Where we see that pretty often is if somebody has a pension that will go away with them, or a Social Security that will go away with them, and they want to make sure they leave it to their spouse in case something happens and their spouse at least needs that. That's where we see people buying death benefits. Now, the one thing you have to be aware of is some contracts, especially variable annuities, can have income riders. They can have death benefit riders, and then they can have M&E fees. And then on top of that, they can have what's called expense ratios, which is what the mutual funds or what they call subaccounts are charging. So, you know, you have 1% plus 1% plus 1% plus 1%. all of a sudden you're paying 4% in fees. So you have to be really careful about what you're paying and make sure. Now, if you just have a fixed account that doesn't have any fees, and then you add an income rider, well, you might be paying only 1% all in fees, which is about the same as most mutual funds or even less than most money managers. So you just have to be really careful. But if you're going to buy a rider, especially an income rider, make sure you go with somebody who can shop it and get you the best one. This is a lifetime decision. You can change your mind on it, but you don't want to. It should be a lifetime decision. So you want to go with whatever one's best for you in that situation. So I hope this helped. I hope it's valuable. If you already own an annuity and you're not sure what your riders mean or if you even need riders, sometimes I see people who have purchased something and their financial advisor, which is one of my biggest pet peeves about some financial advisors, they do whatever they think is best for the client instead of what the client wants. But their financial advisor added an income rider onto their annuity, and they're paying for this fee for something that they're never going to use because they have plenty of income. Or a death benefit rider when they don't care, you know, it's not a big deal to leave money to beneficiaries. So if you have an annuity, my recommendation is either call the company and ask them, do I have any riders? What are the fees and what are the details? Or sit down with, you know, somebody and get a second opinion on it. There's other types of riders too. There are riders that will give you a return of premium if you're in the market. So, you know, you can put $100,000 in. If after 10 years your account's down, they'll basically bring you back up to whole of what you put in. And then there's also long-term care riders, things like that. But the most common ones are the income and the death benefit. So if you have any other questions, my recommendation is sit down with a fiduciary investment advisor, figure out what income riders you have, death benefit riders, how it works. Or if you're interested or thinking about purchasing one, just make sure that you're meeting with somebody that can shop all the different companies and get the best thing for you.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Don Anders are not affiliated companies.